criminal charges expected in that runaway balloon scare. Police searched the Colorado home of the Haneys yesterday, and the family claimed their giant weather balloon got loose on Thursday. At first, there were fears that their young son was actually inside of that balloon, but he was later found hiding safely at home. Authorities are looking into whether this was a hoax. The Haneys swear it wasn't. A suicide bomber targets Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard, killing five top commanders and at least 24 other people. That attack happened at a conference of Sunni and Shia groups in the southeastern city of Shahrbaz. The head of Iran's parliament blamed the U.S. for the attack. No comment yet from Washington.
A reporter from Newsweek magazine who was imprisoned in Iran is now home with his family. An Iranian news agency reports Mazayir Bahari was released from a Tehran prison on nearly $300,000 bail. He'd been in jail there for 4 months. Bahari is facing serious charges. He's one of about 100 people accused of plotting to topple Iran's clerical leaders after the disputed presidential elections back there in June.
Hurricane Rick. Oh my goodness, check this out. A monster of a storm, Category 5. It has winds of 180 miles per hour in the eastern North Pacific Ocean. That makes it the second strongest hurricane ever in that part of the world. But forecasters expect it to lose steam as it heads for Baja California and then mainland Mexico a little bit later in the week. A showdown could be looming between the Reverend Al Sharpton and Rush Limbaugh. Sharpton is threatening to sue the conservative talk show host unless he apologizes for remarks he made in a Wall Street Journal op-ed piece. And in the article, Limbaugh wrote that Sharpton played a leading role in two New York race riots back in the 90s. Sharpton say those allegations are false.